Let me reset the stage for you if you're just joining us. We were talking about a little bit of radio jargon, some of the phrases they use in radio, and specifically the phrase to cut a spot or to cut a news feature, like Dewey was referring to about just over an hour ago. It's the whole thing. It came down from when they used to actually have to cut tape and then tape it together back in the day when, you know, radio's been around forever. So the technology hasn't always caught up with it. So they had to actually use tape and tape it together before the whole digital thing came along about, I don't know, I wasn't in it. So thank God I didn't have to deal with that. They actually took razor blades and cut it and then would tape the stuff together. And that phrase is still around, even for people who are relatively new to the business or who never had to deal with cutting tape. So Dewey sticks his head in here about an hour ago and goes, you know, we were talking about, he's like, well, the news, blah, 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 this news feature, and blah, 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 you know, he's talking about the news. And he goes, I just cut one in the South production studio. Now, what he meant was he just cut, you know, a news piece. He just cut a news piece. But, you know, he said he cut one in the South production studio. I couldn't resist. So I said, does it smell in there now? Yeah. Chris kind of chuckles a little bit. I'm about rolling on the floor, cracking myself up as always. And Dewey just kind of stands there for a second, right? And so he just kind of like turns around and leaves. He just leaves the room. So we're trying to figure out. He has kind of a low-key demeanor to him. You know, he's not going to... He's not a belly laugher. He's not a cackler, as I'm afflicted with. No, he's not a laugh-out-loud type of guy. So we're trying to figure out, did he think it was humorous, or did he have no idea what we were talking about? Did you think that... You know, did he not know what the phrase cut one meant? You know, what's the story here? What's the confusion? What's going on? Where am I? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Do I need to explain to Dewey what I meant by it? You know, because he may be thinking that I'm talking about his BO, which is perfectly pleasant. I've never noticed one way or the other about his BO. You know?
Yeah.
So that's good, right?
Yeah.
I never noticed a cloud of cologne following him. Or like one individual who works here, a cloud of cologne covering a lesser cloud of BO, you know, that for a great mixture. You can taste it. So do I need to go explain to him, you know, what I meant by that? What do you think?
I don't think you should, because I think it'll make it more awkward. I think you should just let it go.
Let it go. Do you think he understood, or do you know? What do you think?
I don't think he understood. I just didn't think you were trying to make a joke about it.
Okay. What would you say? Dewey's about 40s? Mid-40s?
Something like that.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's a generational thing or something, like cut one. I mean, isn't that a pretty old saying?
Yeah, I think that's pretty old.
Yeah, so it's almost as if he needs to come and apologize to me for not laughing. Right?
I don't know about that.
Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
539-9750 or 238-0975, or is it just not a funny joke? I think it was pretty clever.
Pretty funny, but I'm kind of immature, so
no.
I would laugh at something like that.
Once again, the recap. Dewey came in. He was referring to cutting a newscast. He said, I cut one in the South production studio. So I said, does it smell in there? He didn't laugh. Chris and I thought it was hilarious, and then he leaves without saying a word. So it's almost as if he was offended by it. Do we need to apologize? What do you think?
We got an entire fan club this morning.
Oh, my fan club's listening.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I'm not alone. We all love you. Everybody say good morning. And it's a bunch of guys, too.
Are they going to say good morning or not?
Good morning.
Oh.
I'm illegal.
That's only one. I only heard one.
Yeah. So, about the jokes.
Yes.
Well, it's always backwards on me. When I came to the Midwest, I'm Indian, of course, from the Shaw Indians. And I, you know, had a Caucasian friend, and God rest his soul, but he asked me one time, he said... Of course, before he died, he said, Fran, what kind of Indian are you? Are you an Arapaho, are you a Negro hoe or are you just a plain old hoe? And, you know, that just, you know, I'm quite naive, and it took me forever to get it. And then when I took him a Thanksgiving dinner, my homemade dress, and he said, only thing is missing is some cider. So I took him a Venice bottle of apple cider I'd had for about 20 years, and come to find out, he said, no, I meant only thing's missing is to get inside her. So that's kind of backwards, but these cats want to say something, too.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, fellas. Go ahead. They're kind of shy of being on the radio. Well, they're kind of shy about being on the radio.
Oh, is that right?
I told them and everything, but yeah, jokes that go backwards, and people always...
That's pretty good.
People always take things, they don't see the big picture.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't see the big picture.
Very foolish.
However, it's been a long time since I woke up next to Stoops in the morning.
It's been far too long, hasn't it?
And it's time for me to wake up next to Stoops in the morning again.
And that was a
frightening
night.
I haven't woke
night.
Up next to Stoops in the morning since last year. My turn again. Here we go.
I like to have that rock Davis slew Goliath with.
Okay.
My girlfriend, she's going to Racine, Wisconsin. I tell her, there's no black folk from Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay.
She says it is.
All right, well, thanks for the advice.
Okay, we'll love you, Cass.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.